Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on, Stay Ready family? It's your boy, Emeka, and I am very excited about this episode because we're going to be talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and how it's going to change a lot of newbie investors like yourself. It's going to help the very experienced investors as well. And it's going to help all real estate investors. And it's not only going to help in real estate, it's going to help in business and your life all together. But this is a real estate and mindset podcast, right? So we're going to talk about those two things. And I'm going to be very clear here. It's 2025. What is it? It's Saturday, April 5th. This is going to air on Wednesday. And there is no reason that we should not be using AI at this point, right? I know, I understand AI has been a hot topic for months, 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 and months, months now. However, it's going to change the game. AI will take jobs. It's going to make a lot of more things simple. I'm convinced that it even may, get rid of some title companies, but that might be further on down the line. However, how is AI going to help us when it comes to building wealth, growing our portfolio, as well as making it easier to knock down deals? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Well, number one is whenever, new people come to me, say they realize I'm in real estate and they understand that like I'm doing it, right? I have 32 units. I've done flips, I've done rentals, I've done multifamily, I've done JVs, I've done syndications. They ask me, how do you know what's a good deal? Thankfully for me, I have an acquisition partner, Nico Salgado. Shout out to him. He has a Small Axe Communities podcast. But when it comes to the multifamily deals, he has his own system. He uses an Excel sheet and he knows how to underwrite. It's plug and play. Not everyone's going to be at that point. However, AI is free, so we can get to that point a lot quicker. So when it comes to underwriting, that's a big thing that these newbie investors, always try to figure out, like, how do I know if it's a good deal? What should I be, looking for? How do I know what to budget? All this good stuff. Those are very valid questions. And I want to be very clear here. We should never rely 100% on AI. I have a lot of faith in AI and I have a lot of trust in AI, but trust and verify. So when it comes to underwriting, ChatGPT, Grok, Gemini, they are going to be your biggest partners, some of your biggest partners with this, right? If you're trying to figure out, okay, if I buy it at this price and I sell it at this price and these things happen, you can literally go to ChatGPT. I think it's openai.com. I'm not sure if it's ChatGPT.com, but you can literally go in there and plug and play, right? Hey, ChatGPT, I'm gonna buy a property and it has a little bit of roof damage, and I think it's gonna cost me about $35,000 to fix up. However, I am struggling figuring out exactly what I need to budget for, the hidden cost, blah, blah, blah. If you put that into ChatGPT right now, it's going to give you feedback, right? It's going to tell you, okay, if you spend this much money and if you think it's going to, if you think it's going to be worth this much afterwards, then it's going to ask you questions. Or it's either going to ask you questions to help you get to the underlying answer that you want, or it's just going to suggest, well, don't miss out on, the title fees or the origination fees, and you should probably budget, 6% overall based off, Zillow's estimates, right? So whenever you're plugging into these things, whenever you're plugging into AI, ChatGPT, if it's as good as the information you put into it. So for me, what do I use it for? Well, I use it for underwriting. I'm gonna be very honest here, right? I don't rely on it. I definitely go to my experienced people and I also make my own sheets. But what I can do is I compare contrast, or it gives me feedback, or it lets me know if I missed something, right? Because I'm currently in the process of trying to build 8 townhomes in St. Petersburg. And I've been looking at that underwriting for months now because it's one of my biggest things I've done essentially solo. And the model that I'm trying to do, no one else I know has done it. I know people who've built, but what I'm trying to do is very unique. So what I do is I plug and play. Okay, I say, hey, here's my loan term from the bank. This is what I think it's going to cost to fix it up or to, get the site ready. Here's my quote for or from my contractor, my GC. All right, what am I missing? Then it might tell me, oh, hey, you're missing about 10 grand on renderings if you want it. Or, based off the county code, it's going to cost another, $6,700, whatever it is, to pull permits or to do whatever you need that the city or the county of Pinellas County requires. So it is a great brainstorming tool that we should be using, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. We have to. And I understand that, it's hard to trust technology and, I don't want to put all my information in there. What happens? There's always risk, right? I can walk outside and get hit by a bus. Yeah, morbid. I get it. But the point I'm making is there's going to always be risk. And all of our information is already out there, right? Like, if you have any online presence at all, anyone from the world can probably look you up. And if they want to do something, they will. We got some Russian hackers who are very smart who are hacking into the government. They can hack into your bank account if they want and steal, your however much money you have. So when it comes to a trust aspect, get over it. I'm sorry, get over it. All of our information is online. We rely on technology. It's become the norm and the standard way of life to be using this technology and to be reliant on it, right? I don't know how to get places without my maps, right? Unless I've been in an area for so long, I'm going to be relying on my GPS and my Apple Maps, right? So we rely on technology every single day for multiple aspects of our life. So get over this, you want to be some secret agent and, not put any information, then just, do everything the normal way like they did in the 80s. Who cares? But when it comes to AI and real estate and how it's going to help you grow your portfolio, underwriting is one of the biggest tools that can help you out. Because let's say you are the person who has the time, but not the money. And maybe you're listening to this, you're watching this, and you don't have many mentors in your life. And that just means that you haven't reached out to me because I could help. But you don't have many mentors in your life. You don't know who to go to. You've been listening to the podcast or reading books, but you're still somewhat stuck. AI can be your best friend, right? If you have time and not money, and you're trying to get your first flip, and you need to understand, okay, well, what kind of returns can I give somebody, right? Well, AI can tell you. It can literally tell you. Trust but verify. But I would say 9 times out of 10, it's going to be correct. I have seen errors, but that's why you don't just trust it 100% and always fact check. But, ChatGPT, Grok, or Gemini can literally tell you the returns that you can expect, right? Grok, this is Elon Musk's AI tool. Okay, I'm buying a house for $100,000. I need to put $20,000 into it, and I think it's going to be worth $300,000. Right, so far that's about I already forgot the number to put, but that's a X number amount of spread. Tell me what costs I should expect or fees when it comes to closing this deal, right? Assuming that you've already went to the bank, your hard money lender, or Fannie Mae, whatever, however you're going to do it, you need to input to the AI that these are my terms, this is my cost, this is going to be my monthly payments, and I'm planning on holding this for X amount of months. If you input that into the information of AI, if you put that information into AI, it will tell you with really great detail and also source this information so you can go and verify yourself, it's going to tell you what kind of returns you can expect. You can literally ask, okay, AI, now that you have all the information, purchase price, ARV, closing costs, origination fees, my interest rate, what's going to be the cash on cash return if I take 75% and then I give 25% to three people? Within seconds, literally seconds, it can tell you what you can expect. Then go to your Excel sheet, your Google Sheets, pen and paper, verify. Go get a book, make sure the calculations of the returns are accurate, and most likely it will be. And better yet, it will literally tell you the formulas that it's using, right? It's amazing. And let's say you're a new investor, and let's say you're doing the flip, and you're taking 75%, giving it 25% to somebody else, and tells you the returns. Well, it's not as easy as that, right? It comes more to, building your portfolio, knocking down deals, right? You need to give a pitch, right? Let them see. People like to see things. If they just see the numbers but don't see the vision and what makes them excited, then, it might be tougher for you. So let's talk about, going to AI to build a presentation in a pitch deck. It will literally give you a, let's you go to you import on Grok, let's say, or ChatGPT, whatever. And you say, hey, okay, thank you for the information. I love the returns. I think this is going to be great for my investors or any family or friends for them to invest with me to get my first deal. I want to make a pitch deck. I want to be, PowerPoint slides or Google Slides. But I need help figuring out what I need to go over. I want to cover the deal, the market, who I am, the numbers, and proof that this is going to work, proof that this is a great business plan. Make sure you don't guarantee anything, legally speaking. But if you put that into your AI, Grok, ChatGPT, or Gemini, those are the three that I use personally, it will give you slide by slide. It will give you bullet points. It will literally give you everything that you need in order to create a perfect presentation. And you don't need to follow it, word for word, but it gives you an outline so you can then tweak what you need, right? So when it comes to underwriting, it's going to give you everything. Returns, formulas, it's going to source information. You can ask about the market. I literally, before this, before I pressed record, I asked using Deep Search, and we're gonna get into that in a little bit. Deep Search, clicked on Deep Search on Grok. What are the sales for a specific property? This is the address, this is the parcel ID. Enter. After it thinks, right, what Deep Search does is it basically, I mean, I'm not a tech whiz, right? So this is how I'm going to explain it from Emeka's point of view. But basically, it acts like a human searching the web. And then I'm assuming there's some technology where it's just going to the back end stuff, how if it's hacking it or whatever. But with Deep Search, it takes its time and acts as a human, like it's searching the web, going in multiple different websites. And the Deep Search actually, as it's doing this, it is telling you what it's doing. I just did this. I said, what are the sales of this property between, or like, what are all the sales that happened to this address and this parcel? And I can literally see it goes on 36 websites. It's doing this. It's also thinking. It's crazy. It's scary, quite frankly, but it's crazy. It tells you what it's thinking as it's doing its online research, and it's telling you what websites it's going on. As it's reading the websites within seconds, literally seconds, it's telling you what it's thinking as it's reading those websites, which is nuts. But it told me the sales of the property based off the research, based off going online. And then, better yet, it even sources everything. You don't believe me, Emeka? Click the sources, look it up yourself. .org, .net, .com. It's giving you everything that you need from legitimate sources that you would have done with your own research anyway. Beautiful. There's no reason for us not to be using AI. And especially if you're new, you need to get used to it because you're going to have a better advantage than anyone else who's getting started if they're not using it, because it's a helpful tool. It's a helpful tool, especially when you're out and about, right? I drive everywhere for my job, for my W-2, and deals come to me by text all the time. So I'm not always able to get to my PC or Mac or any computer that I have to go in, put in the information on my Google Sheet. I can underwrite pretty quickly, assuming, different rehabs that I need to do. However, if I'm on a road or if I'm at a stoplight or if I'm parked somewhere, it's so much faster to just, okay, hey, I'm gonna give you this link of this property and the details. What I need to know is what are common sales or like sales in the area around, purchase price, how much do you think I need to rehab based off the pictures, so forth and so forth. And it will tell me. It will tell me. And then I'll just get a gist, right? You really don't, I'm going to emphasize this. Don't 100% rely on AI. Don't just trust it because it tells you. It does. It is wrong sometimes. 9 times out of 10, it's right, but 10% it's wrong. So it's going to give me an idea. And now that I have that idea, I can go back later at home and then do my analysis even quicker. Okay, based off what it said, just give me, okay, these are the comps it gave me. These are the addresses. This is some quick numbers based off previous things, previous turns I've had. And I'm able to do that so much faster on the go, right? Simply by texting a friend. You need to treat AI like a friend. It remembers you. It adjusts its answers based off how you like them. You can tell it how you want things to be responded by, or you can tell the AI how you want your responses. It'll give you different scenarios, or it might give you two answers and it'll tell you or ask you which answers you like more. And then even on the AIs, you can create different, I don't even know how to say it, like different conversations, and then just build on those conversations. Or let's say it's like projects, right? So there's a project. We can call it a real estate project for the purposes of this podcast. In a real estate project, you have, okay, this is for my develop, this conversation is for my developments. This conversation is for my flips. This conversation is for my, long-term BRRRR rentals, right? And then every time you go back into it, you can just talk about those each different flips, developments, conversation. And one thing I also want to bring up here is literally this happened yesterday. I've never had to replace an entire roof. I just haven't. So whenever I go to the roofers and they ask me, okay, what, this is what I need. I need the address and the materials that you need. Great. I respond. But quite frankly, I don't know what materials I need. I know what materials it takes to do a roof, but this is the most beautiful thing. I sent ChatGPT a picture of the roof and the exterior of the home. It already knew the address and the history of it, right? Because I told it. It knew it was built in 19 something, and then gave it the parcel information, all the county information. So in this thread, it already knows some of the stuff. But once I sent it a picture, it analyzes the picture, a couple seconds, and then tells me, okay, based off this picture, I think you're gonna need this, that. I can't really tell, but you might also need that. Verify what your roofer is, what it says. But there has never been a time in history where, we can send a picture to a computer and it just gives us answers within milliseconds, literally milliseconds. And this is a great tool for real estate. When it comes to underwriting, you should be using it, period. Trust but verify. That's going to be a big thing when it comes to AI. Trust but verify. When it comes to trying to understand the market, understand your area, long distance investing and understanding other areas, it has not been easier. It hasn't been easier. Go to AI, deep search, ask for resources. Hey, I'm interested in, Columbus, Ohio. What's the population growth? What's the job diversity? What has the economy in that city been like? How has the state? What's the backing of it? How long does it take to get a permit? What's the permitting process? You can get all that information on AI. Not only get that information within seconds, you can verify. as you email the municipality, you put in AI, and then it can draft the email. It can draft the email for you to send. But it's, there's so much information online, and these AI apps have it. They have it. It is online, period. When it comes to my favorite, I don't. Grok, I'll be very honest. Grok is growing to be my favorite. It's quicker, it's faster, it seems to be stronger. However, I do use ChatGPT more often. It was just there first, and that's what I've been using. It has all my threads. But there's so many different tools. So many different tools. Whenever you're trying to build your brand, your real estate brand, let the world know that you're a real estate investor and you're doing all of this and from you're doing all of this and you're providing knowledge and you have a thought platform. If you're trying to build your brand and you want to build it through LinkedIn per se, ask AI, hey, what's the LinkedIn algorithm? How do I get the most views? How do I get the most engagement so I can attract investors, so I can knock down big deals or small deals? It will tell you the algorithm. It will tell you what you need. It will tell you what, the audience wants. It will tell you what LinkedIn wants. Trial and error, right? If it works, if it works, stay with it, and then you can tell it, hey, what you told me is not working. What am I doing wrong? Here are my past tweets, posts, whatever. It's such an amazing tool, and there's no excuse to not be using it. If, a newbie investor comes to me and they want to get help, I'll give it to them. But I'm going to be telling every single person that AI is almost crucial at this point, because speed is very important. And with AI, that is going to be a way for you to be faster than the next. Period, point blank. So you can send pictures to AI of a home, of a multifamily unit, and ask what you think you need, the materials that you need, and we'll give it to you. You can ask or give an input information regarding, you can literally get your loan terms for your bank. It's usually going to be a PDF, some kind of a file. You can input that file into AI. All the files that you have for a specific project, you can put in the same thread, and then it's going to remember everything. And then there's also a tool called Think, THINK, Think. And if you've had a long thread, you've talked about this property for weeks now, and you don't want to scroll all the way up, click Think, ask it, a specific question, and it's going to come back to you. And it's going to, reference previous things that you have said, and then give you a well thought out answer. And one thing I love AI, one reason I love AI is because you can ask AI, okay, ask me questions regarding this property from the eyes of a passive investor. Ask me questions one at a time, because I want to prepare for all potential questions or concerns that someone may ask me. It will interview you like an LP, limited partner, passive investor, and prepare you for everything that you need to be prepared for. And then if someone comes up with a question as you're trying to raise money for a nice deal, quadplex, 10plex, even a flip, you're already going to be prepared. And if you are not prepared and there's a question that you weren't, expecting, tell that person, hey, I'll get back to you. Go to AI. Ask that question into AI, see what it thinks. Like I said, it's going to give you a great answer. Trust but verify, but it's going to give you a great answer. And then if it gives you the answer that you need, that partner needs, that limited partner needs, use it. Source it. Verify. There's no reason to not be using AI. It is crucial, 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 crucial. I use AI every day for everyday life, for my job. It's only going to enhance us as a society, as real estate investors, and the people who are using it are going to get ahead. Until next time, stay ready, family. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.